Unit 7. Part 3.
The Village Lamp. After spending half an hour with an old friend last week, he pointed out that the light was fading, and that as I was proposing to take a shortcut by way of a footpath, I had better start out for home. The Village Lamp. It is a long time since I've heard the moon referred to by that name, though it used to be common enough. I was brought up in the countryside, where artificial lighting was confined to indoor oil lamps, candles, and more recently electric torches, but nothing that came anywhere near lighting up the entire village. It was not really that surprising that so many activities used to be influenced by the stages of the moon. Each month was divided into two parts: the light of the moon, when the moon was waxing or full, and the dark of the moon, when it was fading or waning. For instance, my father, who was, among other things, the village pig killer, was always busiest in the first fortnight of the moon. He himself was not superstitious, but few villagers would have their pigs killed when the moon was fading, for fear that the meat would go bad. You cut posts for building fences in the light of the moon if you wanted them to last long, but firewood in the dark of the moon. I suppose that could be logical, if the moon has any effect at all on the flow of sap in trees, which would be at its maximum at full moon and would decline over the next 2 weeks. A similar argument could apply to the widespread belief, still very much alive, that most garden seeds should be planted at the time of the new moon or shortly after it. An old hedger, hedge planter, once told me that hedges ought to be laid when the moon is full. That again would seem to be logical, but it appears to be excellent advice that would have been impossible to follow. Floorboards in a new cottage should be laid during the light of the moon. If the job were done during the waning or fading moon, the board would shrink and weeds would come up through the cracks. Knowing that the moon controls the tides, and knowing that our bodies are composed mostly of water, it seems not unreasonable to suppose that we too may be influenced by stages of the moon. One can also understand why supernatural powers should be blamed on the moon.